Namaste. My name is Louis Zimmer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak how to relax in difficult times. Even in normal times, it is difficult to relax because we have so many things to do, and this must that we have to do it, we create a flood of thoughts. And all the problems, so if we cannot relax in normal times, how we should relax in difficult times? Make your life easy. Solution. Okay. After the 80-20% rule is 20% of your doing brings 80% of the outcome in every area of your life. This means the other 80% contributes only 20% of the things what you want. So, and think over. Less problems, easier life, easier to relax. Make a list for all the things that you have to do, for all the friends, for everything. And look, what is it? What are the 20% that brings you 80% of the outcome? And the other people or problems, things put to the side. Then you have only 20% of your problems. Easy to do. I've done it again and again because I want an easy life. And even then, we're coming in difficult times. And that is for everybody the same. So, we're coming in a situation we can't accept, then we are fighting even against ourselves, instead of ourselves. And we're suffering a lot of pain, and this pain will create all the thoughts in our mind. Everybody knows. And then we're fighting and everything is making worse. How is it if we feel the pain? And then the thoughts are gone and we can relax much easier. So how to do it? We can breathe deep in our bad thoughts or in our bad feelings. It's even better. Or making loud music if it's possible. And really feel and let out our feelings. Or the next scenery, go to a park and feel yourself, feel your pain. And then comes the situation, injustice. Can you show me there's not injustice? So many wars were created to make the world better, but every war had messed up. Be happy that you are still alive. And self-pity never helps. So, makes everything worse. Also easy. So to make all of our suffering, or to make all of our pain a suffering is our choice. Just feel the pain and let it go. Simple. Then we think over, we feel the pain. We let it go. We are feeling beings. And just let it go. Finish with this. And for sure, we want to be supermen, superwomen, and always have to have the optimal solution, never make any mistakes. From our mistakes, we have much more than from all of our success, because we learn something. And there exists nobody on this planet who doesn't make any mistakes. So more mistakes you are making, so better you become when you want to learn. Easy. Make the risk, make your mistakes, great. A great try, relax, and then you make it different. Who doesn't take a risk cannot live. Because he's full of fear. And then comes the next mistake. We want to be always positive. Life has two poles, a negative and a positive. And our friends want that we are always positive. Give them a computer and get rid of them. They are the biggest hindrance, obstacle in your life to be yourself. Instead, to be always positive, be authentic and share honest your feelings. And who cannot stand it, get rid of them. They're the worst people in the world. They're the war makers. The problems makers. Get rid of them. Fine. And then, simple. If we're making sport, dancing, art, or even better, meditation, intensive meditation, every day, and if you do it in the crisis, we get fast through all the crises. Because emotions means their feelings want to move from bad to positive. And if we are getting stuck, we don't like to move to exercise our body. And even then we're getting more stuck instead of ourselves. Just make exercise. And in worse time, much, much more. Or at least maybe massage is also good. But everything together. In crisis, sport is number one. Then comes meditation. And for sure, feel the pain when you're making the sport. That the emotion can change. Like from a baby, within 5 minutes it's crying, within 5 minutes is it very happy. The same is also we let flow our feelings. The worst thing is that the people don't accept their feelings, and it is contradicting, and they love to see dramatic movies. Why not to accept all of our feelings? The feelings are just feelings. We love our feelings and not avoid them, because then everything is getting worse. We want to relax first, let go our negative feelings. And why we should not enjoy it? The biggest problem is that we don't enjoy our feelings. But why you see dramatic movies? I don't understand the whole thing. Maybe this is too complicated for me. Because you want to feel yourself. Then do it. And do it in crisis. And life is simple. And then you accept also the feelings of your spouse, of your kids, of all the neighbors. Then you become a great, wonderful human being who can consult. And if we feel our feelings and show them, other people can help us, can consult, and we can go deep, in much deeper connection to other people, because feelings are the bonding. Feelings, not thoughts. And other people who cannot stand it, get rid of them. Then we say simply, I cannot stand you. Go rid of them. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this. And maybe I have helped you. And bye.